So I have finished a new book, and it will be out November 2nd. The book is called The Stranger in the Lifeboat. Da-na-na. The Stranger in the Lifeboat. And I will just give you a one-sentence synopsis. There's a explosion on a luxury yacht, and only 10 people survive in a lifeboat. And 2 days pass, and no one comes looking for them. And there are sharks around. There's running out of food, running out of water. They don't know how they're going to survive. And all of a sudden, they see a man floating in the water. And they paddle over, and they pull him into the boat. And they start asking him questions. He doesn't answer to anything. It doesn't seem like he can speak. And finally, one of the passengers says, "Well, thank the Lord we found him." And the guy says, "I am the Lord."
Ooh, very nice.
Wow.
Very nice.
Ten and we go from there.
Very nice.
With a God complex.
In a world.
In a world. One man. An explosion on a luxury yacht.
Oh, it was a.
Gets pulled from the drink.
That's pretty good. It was actually a lot of fun in a certain way to write, because I had to do all this research about shipwrecks and people who survived, you know, long stretches by themselves in the ocean. And it seems like everybody who ever survived such a thing has written a book about it.
Really?
So there's no problem. I mean, anyone who's ever lived in a lifeboat for any length of time has written a book. So I had to learn about, you know, how you catch fish under those conditions, and how long the body can go without water. What happens if you drink seawater? You know, all the various and sundry dangers of the deep, and what sharks are attracted to, and everything like that. But the that's all the backdrop of it, and the of course the story follows when all these people in the lifeboat have to decide, because this man says to them, they say, "Well, are you here to save us?" And he says, "I can only save you if everybody in the boat believes that I am who I say I am."
Right.
And if there's one person who doesn't, no go.
Wow.
Did you have to watch 200 episodes of The Love Boat, too, for research?
Research.
Captain Steuben is also one of the passengers on the boat.
Now, this is only in the U.S. and U.K. on November 2nd, right? So those are according to what I'm reading here.
Those of you who are listening from Guatemala may have to wait a little longer.
Kenny, will you be in one of those countries then? Or?
Well, I mean, you never know by November where I'll be. But
I think Canada, too. I think.
Oh, Canada, you can do it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So you can pre-order it now, because you
got a nice blue cover
delivered to you. Yeah,
go
it's got a nice cover.
Mitch's Twitter page, and you can see the cover.
Very nice.
It's out there now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been working on this for the better part of last year. And it was my COVID book.
Very nice.
So I sort of fantasized my way out of it. And it actually takes place, part of it takes place on this island called Montserrat, which is a real island.
Yeah.
And the book is kind of in three different sections. One is what happens right after the boat explodes and these people pull this man in. And one is what happens a year later when the life raft floats up onto the shores of Montserrat with nobody in it. But a police chief discovers it, and there's a notebook inside. And he starts to read the story about what happened. And so Montserrat is an island in the Caribbean where they had a massive volcano explosion, much like the one that they had, you know, just a couple weeks ago, only far worse, back in 1997. And it covered the southern half of the island. And to this day, the southern half of the island is uninhabitable. And you're not allowed in there except by special permission. And the whole, I mean, all the towns, the capital was there. And everything was buried in ash. And you can drive through there and you can still sort of see the top of a church and the top of a villa and the top of a, you know, and you can even go into some of the buildings if you can get at them. But the whole southern island is just like the moon. Wow. And then the northern part of the island, which wasn't affected, is like a Caribbean island with all the green bushes and shrubs and trees and all the sherbet-colored houses and things like that. So I set it there, and there's a big scene where they have to go into the isolation zone, as they call it. And, you know, that was fun to describe and being sort of on the moon. And so it's kind of a thriller. It's a lot like the The first phone call from heaven, mm-hmm. if you remember when I wrote that book, was kind of a mm-hmm. whodunit and try to figure it out. So
is this one already out? Because this has got movie written all over it.
I haven't sent it to anybody in the movies yet. No.
It will be.
Wanted to make sure I spelled the words correctly first.
Kenny wants a part in it,
Mitch.
Yeah, oh, there's a part. This
a part
is a very yeah. diverse
boat. You know the black
boat.
Man's the first one to drown. You know
no,
that.
No. There are two Haitian-Americans on the boat, and they live for a while.
Okay.
I was thinking about that as I was writing it.
For the movie,
I was thinking about Kenny as I was writing, because people do sort of start to disappear from the boat. And I was thinking, I cannot have the first one go be the black guy, because Kenny's going to say, it's always the black guy goes first.
Always the black guy gets it. I'm not getting on that boat.
But this has, actually, there's an Ethiopian woman, there's an Indian woman, there's a Greek guy, because this was like an international event, this yacht. So there were people from all over the world on, a couple Irish guys.
Any Canadians?
Hey,
no Canadians.
Just don't have Kenny living in the isolation zone.
Ireland actually plays a big part in this, Kevin. So
All right, I'm game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well,
on the movie,
I have
though.
A very particular set of skills. Skills that can be a nightmare for a writer like you.
Okay. Anyhow, yes. Yeah, so the book is orderable now. And if you want to get it the day that it is actually printed, the day that it's actually published, then you can order it now and it'll be on its way to you.
Right, get that wrist ready for those book signers, man.
Yeah, I got a few months to get into shape. Hopefully there'll be places open where you can go to sign
books.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.